With former President Donald Trump's tenure in the White House at an end, the aftermath of the January 6th storming of the Capitol may still linger on for him. There were a number of deaths and many injuries as a result of the mob, which set upon the building even as the former president called on his followers to go to the Capitol, where the electoral votes were being counted. A number of rioters have already said they felt they were doing the president's bidding, even though there was a sentence in the former president's speech about being peaceful. But with the slogan, "Stop the Steal," they descended on the Capitol. Seth Mitchell is a local attorney who has run for a state's attorney in Waccamaco County. One area we focused on was the potential criminal and civil liabilities that the president could face. Do you think that in a criminal case, that you would have to show a direct link between the president in terms of knowledge, some kind of act, with regards to the organizing of the storming of the event?
I don't think it has to be that specific where he held their hands, walked down, and started kicking in the door. I think just his statement alone, in 20-some times talking in terms of strength, coupled with complimenting Rudy Giuliani when he talked about basically using, you know, force, but it reminded me
of combat, I think it was, yeah.
So you hear someone saying combat, the president praises him for having a backbone, being strong, and that's good, and gets up, talks about losing your democracy and your freedom, knowing he's talking to a crowd he in all likelihood knew what a large part of that content of the crowd was, their makeup, plus he had prior things where he had rallies and suggested roughing up people, he'd pay their legal bills. And then couple that with his response afterwards, watching it on TV and taking, you know, no action, and only much later then saying, you know, go home, you know, I'm proud of you. And then hearing from people who've been arrested that they followed orders. And even the statement in the debate where he said to the Proud Boys, Stand back. I think in a criminal law case, I think you could make a very strong for that criminally. For conviction. If nothing else, reckless endangerment, but I don't know what the specific charge would be in D.C.
But what about the civil suits? Because civil suits have a lower standard in terms of...
just by preponderance of the evidence.
Do you think that he will be more easily subject, for instance, to those civil suits, as opposed to, say, a criminal case?
I think it would be easier to prove in a civil suit, but I think it's criminal conduct. So, I don't know, could someone sue him for... Then there might be some protection because he was in office at the time, and that I've never sued a president before. And so, basically, you know, could they sue maybe for even wrongful death? I think that would be quite possible. Again, that's civil. But criminally, I think he could be charged with the inciting the riot and maybe reckless endangerment. Now, the old adage, in theory, when they say you can't yell fire in a theater, well, that's not true. You can. But the question is it legal or not? So if there really is a fire, you can do it. If there's not, and and it does create a panic and people are injured, you're probably going to be held accountable. So same thing here. And it could be the degree of reckless endangerment, which in Maryland's 5 years in jail potentially.
Local Waccamaco County Attorney Seth Mitchell. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.